story of Mert and Marge. Mother and Daddy Minter have spent the weekend in New York City, and Mert and Marge have kept them on the go every minute. Jack Arnold has returned to the city and early this morning went into a huddle with Mr. and Mrs. Minter in regard to Margie's adoption. In just a moment, we'll join them for today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. Now time for Mr. and Mrs. Minter to go back to the little town of Oneida. Mert and Marge have come to the station to see them off on the train, and Marge excitingly asks,
"Oh, Dad, have you got everything? Your suitcase and all the packages?"
"We're loaded for fair, Margie."
"Oh, gee, I wish Jimmy and Mr. Arnold had been here. It's almost train time."
"Jimmy disturbs me. Why, we've hardly seen him since we've been here."
"He'll be here all right."
"He could have spent the morning with us after we left Mr. Arnold's office. Guess I'll have to jack him up a little bit."
"Say, Daddy, come over here a minute. I want to say something to you."
"Well, what is it, daughter?"
"Daddy, will you please do something for me?"
"What is it, baby?"
"Well, I want you to take that $300 that comes for me every month and put it in your business."
"Now, I've told you over and over again, dear, that I won't touch another penny of your money. It really kills me to think of all that money that came for years. Most of it went to get Jim out of trouble, and the rest..."
"But, Daddy, you couldn't help it if your business failed. The only one. Just think of the thousands of others who have to start all over again."
"Well, I'll get along somehow."
"Look, Daddy, I get $75 a week salary with the show. It's more than enough to support me. You won't use that other money. You're going to make me very unhappy." "Oh, I just couldn't keep it, Dad. You've got to buy stock for your store."
"Baby, I just couldn't use it. Unless you'd consider it a loan. I owe you so much now."
"Oh, you and Mother owe me nothing. You've taken care of me and loved me since I was 4 months old. I owe my life to you, Daddy. Mother said I was a sick baby. Suppose I'd been left on somebody else's doorstep. Someone who wouldn't have taken care of me like Mother did. Someone else might have let me die."
My, what is this long confab you and your dad are having, Margie?"
"Oh, our baby is insisting that I use her allowance to start my business going again."
"I knew he wouldn't accept it."
"Oh, Myrtle, can't you help me out on this?"
"Well, Dad Minter, I think you better let our little Nell here pay off the old mortgage like they do in the melodramas. You'll get no peace of mind until you do accept the money."
"Oh, here comes Jimmy and Mr. Arnold."
"Oh, yes."
"Well, son, it's about time. I'm glad you finally decided to see us off. Jimmy, how are you, Mr. Arnold?"
"Fine, Mrs. Minter.
Kind of hate to leave the big city, Mr. Arnold. We've had a wonderful time."
"We nearly killed him, Jack. He didn't get a minute's rest."
"Well, he looks fine. Well, folks, I believe we got everything all fixed up for the adoption. It'll take a few weeks to get this through, but I'm sure the judge will grant you the decree."
"I don't know how we're going to thank you, Mr. Arnold. And I'll pay you just as soon as possible."
"Well, we won't talk any about that."
"What a load you've taken off my mind, Mr. Arnold. I've had that dreadful fear of losing you." Here we are.
"Yeah, come on, Mother. There's our train."
All right, Jimmy, help me with some of these things.
"All right, I'll give me that suitcase."
"I'll carry something. Come on, Mother.
Let's hurry. Right through this gate here."
"Are you all right, folks? Hope you've got everything."
"Everything but the cat and the birthday."
"Here it is, the third car. Now we haven't much time, Mother. Better get your goodbyes over."
"Oh, gee. Well, goodbye, Daddy. Please write to me, huh?"
"Goodbye, my little girl. We're so proud of you."
"Oh, my baby, I miss you so again. Take care of yourself. Now, don't catch cold."
"Oh, I'll take care of him,
but I know you will. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye,
God
Mother.
Bless you. And, Jimmy, do as Mr. Arnold tells you, dear. Make me proud of you, will you, dear?"
"Yeah, Mama, I will."
"Watch your step, Jim. And, here's a little money to hold you over."
"All right, Dad. Thanks a lot."
"Thank you again, Mr. Arnold. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Minter. Oh, you didn't kiss me goodbye, Mrs. Minter."
"Yes, I will. There.
Goodbye, Mr. Get on quick, Mother. Get on quick."
"There they go. We probably won't see them again for months."
"Oh, now, don't cry, Marty. Come on, we're all going to have a nice luncheon."
"Well, it's the best thing I've heard today. I'm starved.
Let's go down to the oyster bar.
Oh, that's okay with me.
I think I'll be getting along.
Well, are you going to leave again, Jimmy? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Outside of Dad's birthday, you haven't spent 2 hours with us all the time Mother and Dad were here.
Well, Mert knows why.
Jack, you know what I told you on the phone.
Oh, yes. Stick around with us a while. I want to talk to you, Jimmy.
Not in front of Margie.
Margie
and I are going to powder our noses. Get a table and we'll join you.
All right, girls.
Hey, order something good for me, Mr. Arnold. I'm awfully hungry.
All right, Margie.
This way, Margie. It's over on the other side.
Come on, Jimmy. We'll find a table and order for the girls.
I'm not hungry.
I want to talk to you, Jimmy. Sit over here near the door where the girls can find us easily. There's no one at the other tables near here. Sit down, right here.
Oh, all right, but I'm really not hungry.
You ought to please.
Yeah, it's a splendid-looking luncheon for a dollar and a half, Jimmy. Look it over.
It's okay.
Oh, miss, there'll be two ladies. Now, let's see. The girls said they were hungry. We'll have chowder, and let me see. Margie said to order something good. Oh, I think the oysters Rockefeller will suit her. Make that four, please, miss. All right with you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now, tell me, Jimmy, why did you come to New York before I sent for you?
Well, I just had to get away from Oneida. I don't know any of the fellas up there anymore, and I thought I could see Margie, and, well, you were going to send for me anyway.
I hadn't intended to send for you until next week. I wasn't ready for you. Now, where are you living?
Well, when I got in town, I went around to the old place where I used to live, but Mert told me to move and lay low for a while until you got here. I'm over on 42nd Street. Here's the number on this card.
Oh, well, I'll just write this down. There we are. You say you were laying low. Is that why you didn't see much of your mother and father while they were here?
Yeah, Mert scared me. She said you told her there were a couple of Houston's boys still around.
Well, I did tell her that, and if any of them had seen you around any of your old haunts, it may prove a sorry day for you.
You mean they might try to get me again?
That's just what I mean. They still think you're the one who tipped off their black market activities. And you just can't convince those fellas that a squealer isn't better off dead.
But you know I didn't, Mr. Arnold. I never had much to do with the gang except back during the gas rationing. I don't know anything about the sugar deal.
But you're not denying that you accepted a certain percentage for customers, are you? Now, what about automobile tires? You were definitely in on that racket.
How did you know that, Mr. Arnold?
Because I was one of their customers.
Gee, I don't remember trying to sell you anything.
No? I made the rounds for weeks. I met you one night in front of the Red Rooster. You showed me the way to the office upstairs. I was a very good customer until I got all the information and evidence that I needed for the big blow-off.
Oh, I do remember now. You were the guy that tipped me off to get out before I got in too deep.
Yeah. I realized that you were just a victim of circumstances. I just wanted to help you, Jimmy. Now, you can be of great assistance to me if you'll do as I tell you and wait for instructions. This Houston outfit has something on the fire, much bigger than black marketeering. You see, they're a part of an old crime gang, and they did plenty of muscle work back in the old days. Now, I want you to help me.
I'm just waiting for the word, Mr. Arnold. You've done an awful lot for me.
Well, if you'll do as I say and stay away from your old hangouts, you might...
The girls are coming back. Don't let Marge hear you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry we took so long, Mr. Arnold. Bet our food's all cold.
All right, girls. The waitress just bring it. Sit down here, Margie.
Okay.
How is it, girl?
Oh, great. Come on, food. I'm starved.
Did you talk about us while we were gone?
Yes, sir. We certainly took you apart, Margie.
a friend of mine just sat down over there. Hello there, Harry.
Hey, Jimmy. Don't talk across the room.
Mert, that's the guy I was telling you about. Good-looking, isn't he, huh?
Yeah. Go bring him over here, Jimmy. Plenty of room at this table.
But, Myrtle...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, if you say so, Mert.
Listen, Jack and Margie. Hmm? That's our Harry Duffy, brother of Spike Duffy in Chicago.
Yeah?
Remember the fellow Houston called on long distance the night Margie was kidnapped?
Yes, I heard Harry was in town.
But, Jack, maybe I can be of some help to you, too.
You go as far as you like, Myrtle.
Well, listen, pay no attention to what I do or say when he comes over here.
All right.
I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. Mr. Duffy, this is Miss Minder and Mr. Arnold.
Pleased to meet you.
And this is Mert. I was telling you about her.
I'm certainly pleased to meet you, Mert. You're a classier cookie than Jim said you were.
Well, thanks. And the same to you. What'd I tell you, Jim? Just my type, huh?
Yeah, I bet you can pick him too, Mert.
Will you have some luncheon with us, Mr. Duffy?
Just ordered, thanks. Oh. Jim told the girl to send me over here, if you don't mind.
Oh, I should say not. Are you leaving town on the next train or something?
No, just saw a friend of mine off to Chicago.
Well, how nice. I was afraid you were leaving.
No, not for a few days. And after looking you over, cutie, I may stick around a while longer.
Okay by me. Going to see our show tonight?
If I don't break a leg. How about a little party afterwards for all of us? What do you say, folks?
Well, I I think Mr. Arnold has a date.
Yes, I have. I'm sorry, Mr. Derby. And Jimmy, you've got to get Margie right home tonight.
But Mr. Arnold...
Sure, Marge. I'll take you home. I'll be tickled to death to take you home.
Well, I guess that leaves just you and me, Harry.
That doesn't bring tears to my eyes, Mert.
Well, I'm not crying either.
Get the stage door, Mert.
With bells on, Harry.
Met the handsome Harry Duffy, and what's more, has a date with him after the evening performance. Mert had better watch her step. She may be letting herself in for some trouble. It looks as though plenty's going to happen when we see our heroines again in the next exciting chapter of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.